Alrighty, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, to the third episode of Millennial Marriage. We had a good episode last week. We talked about things that we don't like that each other do. It was very good. I thought we had a good content for the most part. We went 34 minutes, which is pretty good when you go over what we try to allot ourselves, the 30 minutes. So that usually means it's a good topic, and you keep the motions going and all the topics flowing.
Yeah, I really enjoyed having that conversation. I thought it was a really good topic. I thought it was really well received. I got a lot of really good feedback on it, and I think we're helping a few people at a time. Whoever's listening, friends, people, new people that we don't know. I think it's helpful for a lot of couples to hear that couples disagree on things sometimes.
No,
so
I agree.
That's the whole point of this. And I think it's coming along really well. And I'm having a really good time doing it, honestly. I really like having this conversation.
No, I enjoy it very much. It's a way to, like, kind of release some things that we maybe have backed up and don't really talk about. But, I mean, we're usually pretty talkative about those kind of things, but this is another way of actually just putting it out there for everybody else to hear, which is a little more intense than what we normally talk about just between me and you, so...
So, for this week, there's a few housekeeping items I think we need to touch on. So, the first one being potentially rebranding, which sounds dumb when I say it out loud.
No. Yeah.
But I've had a lot of people tell us that millennial marriage is a little off-putting when they're not married. They don't want to hear about marriage. They don't want to talk about marriage. And that's not what we're talking about. Obviously, for the people that are listening, know that. But it's misleading from the title and our picture, our cover photo.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about putting on the Instagram a poll on if we should change the name or keep the name. And we'll see what comes in over the next week, what feedback we get. My aunt gave a good suggestion of Millennial Mashup. Which I kind of like.
It's not terrible. It's not
I want to keep the alliteration, you know, like the catchiness. So if anybody else has other suggestions as well, let us know. And I don't think either of us are too emotionally connected to the name Millennial Marriage. So we can think about it over the next week.
If our fans hate it, then we get rid of it. That's
the way
it is.
Yeah. So that's that. And we already talked a little bit about last week's episode.
So, yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's all there is to it.
Yeah, more good episodes like that coming in the future. I think this week's episode is going to be a little bit lighter hearted, considering this isn't a huge fight in our relationship.
No, not really.
Ever, honestly.
I mean, sometimes.
Maybe sometimes. I think it was worse when we were in college, which I'm getting way ahead of myself. Yeah. Let's back up. So today's topic is social lives apart from each other.
Yeah.
So obviously a big part of my social life is hanging out with Thomas, but we have our own social lives that we're going to talk about today, and then we're going to dive into what we do and don't like about our own social lives and about each other's social lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a few different conversations that we can get into.
Yeah,
today.
I mean, we have two completely different social lives. It's like your friend group and my friend group are definitely different.
Yeah, for sure.
So we do different things and aren't going to the same places and things like that.
Yeah. So I'll start by giving a little quick overview of my social life, and then I'll hand it over to Thomas, and then we will discuss different things about that.
Yeah.
So for me, my social life is, in my opinion, limited because I work all the time. My only free time is after work, where I like to go to the gym or come home and just relax with Thomas and Macy, or on my weekends where I also try to do other forms of work, like recording this podcast or walking dogs. I do that as a quote-unquote side hustle, which
yeah,
I hate saying, to make some extra cash.
Hey, we need that moolah.
Yeah, so I feel like my time to be social, as one would say, is kind of limited. But when I do have free time, I enjoy going out to happy hour in Philly with my friends from work, usually.
Sips action. Woo, yeah, Sips.
Yeah, now that Sips has started. And for those that don't know, Sips is a summer event that happens every Wednesday in Philadelphia.
Pretty much it's a way to get every, like, person our age out and drinking after work.
And it's every Wednesday, and it's just like discounted deals run by Sips, like the company that makes those little juice boxes.
And they make a crap ton of money.
Yeah, apparently so.
I mean, Sips are pretty legit too, so I mean, smart play on their play.
So, I like doing that on Wednesdays recently, and then other days during the week, I just come home, I go to the gym usually. I don't really count that as social because I'm going by myself unless I'm going with other friends. Other things that I do that are more like here nor there are visiting friends that live far away. So I have my old college roommate that lives in Washington, D.C., and I like to visit her or have her come visit me as much as we can. That's a huge part of my life. I have my two best friends from high school that live in our hometown in New Jersey. So whenever I go home, I like to see them, hang out with them. Try to get them to come visit me, mm-hmm. vice versa. I like going to events such as concerts and sporting events. Sporting events, more or less, with Thomas, baseball games, hockey games. Yeah. I have a few baseball games lined up to see the Phillies with work friends, yeah, so that'll be fun.
Exactly.
And then concerts, especially during the summer, country concerts, stuff like that. Oh, now I'm saying stuff like that. And then long weekends in the summer with friends. My best friend from high school has a lake house. Her boyfriend has a shore house. A lot of opportunity to hang out with them.
Yeah, we go down like Fridays and Saturdays and then leave Sunday. So it's like a nice little weekend.
Exactly. And that's something, majority of the time, Thomas is with me. So that's really fun during
the
summer.
Still part of the social life,
yeah. And then the last one, which I think is the most one we'll have conversation around, is going out on Friday and Saturday nights. So I have friends that live in Philly that I met in college that I will go out with on Saturday nights. And then I also have friends that I've met through my job who are not just work friends, but we've become friends outside of work, and we'll go out on the weekends, drink way too much, and then some sort of drama will spiral out of that, whether it be between me and Thomas or my friends, and doesn't involve me.
Drinking and drama go pretty much hand in hand.
Yeah, exactly. So drinking, I would say, goes along with like 90% of these things.
Oh, for sure.
There's always drinking involved. Recently, I haven't been drinking as much. The last time I drank was I went home for a family party. Yeah, so that was like 3 weekends ago.
Nah, 3 weekends ago. That was
two weekends ago. Yeah. Yeah, but I haven't drank. The last two sips I went to, I've been sober. I didn't drink at all. And that's just because, one, I'm trying to be healthier, and two, I'm trying to save money.
Yeah.
So,
no, I mean, those are pretty valid reasons why.
So I haven't been drinking as much recently, but drinking is a huge part of my social life.
It sounds stupid, but it is.
So. Yeah, so that's a little overview about me socially. I'm super fucking boring.
Yeah.
To put it that.
Don't worry, I mean, it's not like mine's any more exciting.
Yeah. So let's see how Tom's is.
Okay, so my social life, pretty much when I'm hanging out with my friends or wanting to do things with my friends, we go to PJs and stuff, and PJs, like, after work.
And
go,
PJ's is what?
Oh, PJ Wheelhands is a bar, a chain bar. It's in PA and in Jersey.
Right.
They have a lot of good places, but we have one right down the road from us where we work. So we like to go there for like happy hour and go grab a couple drinks after work and bullshit about pretty much everything, either work-wise or what's going on in life or just kind of talking about sports or anything, really. So it's just a way for us to release and stuff and like get going like that. So that's always a good place for us to, like, hang out and kind of just chill and not have to, like, worry about anybody. drinking beer is, it sounds weird, but drinking beer is my social life. Like, you talk about drinking, but I drink beer for my social life.
And I think when Thomas, sorry to interrupt, but Thomas says that, it's like, he goes to breweries and goes to can releases where they release new beer. Sorry, you probably were going
to
touch on that.
No, exactly. So, yeah, I love going to breweries. My dad has got me into that, and me and my older brother and my uncles are all into it. We have an app called Untappd. No, there's no ads here, but... Untappd's a great app.
I wish.
It's a great app. It pretty much tells you all about the beers, gives it ratings, gives you where to find it, where to go. Like, it's pretty awesome kind of app to use. It's like a social, they call it a social media for beer, which is really cool. But
I think something too that I should have mentioned is social media is a huge part of my social life. Like, Snapchat,
that is very true,
I Instagram, I tweet. I don't use Facebook, but I'm on that all day long.
Yeah, and that's, I think, where we have the difference is that I usually don't, when I'm out, like, I don't really use my phone, and that's a problem of mine. Like, we've gotten in arguments because I don't, like, let you know where I am, but that's because I don't use my phone when using that kind of stuff. I didn't mean, I just wanted to touch on that there just because I thought about it. But yeah, you definitely are one to, like, Snapchat what you're doing and stuff, like, and everything, but I don't usually try to do that, so. But drinking beer and going to the breweries, can releases, all that kind of stuff. Me and my dad's birthday was last week, earlier this week. It was on Tuesday, and we went to 5 different breweries and just went sampling stuff. We had our younger brother finally drive us around because he's 18 now, so he's the designated driver for the time being until he turns 21. Yeah. Well, actually, he'll be in Boston, but it really won't matter. So that's a huge part, and it sounds stupid, but, I mean, beer is fun. I like drinking it. I like trying different things. I like all kinds of beer. Another part of it is going to sporting events, like you had said before. That's, like, a huge part of my life. It's always has been since I was about 4 months old. I've been going to baseball games. I love going to soccer games, anything. I do a parking for the soccer team in Philadelphia here, the Union. Not for the Union, but it for people who own lots there. And then I also work for the Philadelphia Eagles doing their VIP parking, which I'll be doing later today because this is Sunday, June 30th, and they have a Gold Cup game there today, USA versus Panama, so that'll be really cool. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm working, I do get to go inside and see those things. It's a cool experience. I've seen playoff football games. I've seen the Winter Classic there. It's all kinds of stuff, and it's really cool in my social life to be able to hang out with my friends that I work with and go and see these things, even when I'm working. Like, mm-hmm. That's a part of my social life.
Definitely.
Is when I'm working, it's almost like I'm still not working because I'm doing all these crazy things. So.
And I should have mentioned that, too, is when I'm at work, almost every single day, me and my friends at work will take an hour to sometimes an hour and a half and just bullshit at lunch. Sit outside now that it's nice.
Yeah, you tell me to go
walk on the riverfront sometimes, and that's... Just getting that hour of hanging out with some of my favorite people that I work with is also a huge aspect, so.
Yeah, and then my last little part to my social life is when I do go out on the weekends, I am a person who doesn't really like going. I can go to a bar and calmly talk sometimes. It matters on kind of the mood I'm in, but more or less, I like going to bars that have pool or darts or something to do. Like, I don't like standing there. The problem is when I'm standing there talking, I get distracted, and I'll go and look at a TV and look at what game's on, and then so everybody's like, why are you over there doing that? Well, I can't stand there for too long and, like, just kind of bullshit. It's like, sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. Mm-hmm. I kind of have that, like, ADD kind of thing where I just can't sit still, so that is a problem.
And but. I think that's a really good segue into what we do and don't like, the next portion, because... Whenever I'm planning to go out with my friends, college friends that Thomas knows in Philly, Lova, Owen, that group of friends, Thomas, not that he doesn't want to go, but he knows that the night is going to end up somewhere at, like, Concourse Dance Bar, which is a bar that is a nightclub, and it's just crowds of people dancing and screaming over the music, and Thomas does not like that scene. He doesn't enjoy doing that. He doesn't like those kind of bars, so doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes that will cause, not a fight, but
it causes
like
a drama.
Why don't you want to go hang out with my friends? Why
but
don't you want to meet me at the
it's
bar?
Not, yeah, it's not
it's
that
because
at all.
He doesn't like that atmosphere. I don't know if it's you just don't like it because you feel awkward.
Well, no, it's honestly anxiety. I don't like being Well, it's weird, though, because I feel comfortable in certain situations, like concerts. Like, I'll go to, like, heavy metal concerts with my brothers. But that's different.
Yeah.
Exactly. I agree. So, but I'm just saying, like, it's the crowds when I go in there. And the problem is that half the people in there, those are the kind of people I don't like. Like, they're just, like, really shit-faced people and, like, douches and, like, bumping into you. And, like, for some reason, in my mind, I also feel like when I'm a bigger person, I'm 6'3", 240 pounds. So when someone walks in there and we're walking through a crowd, they push that guy out of the way because they're like, oh, fuck him, he's big, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you get nudged all the time and, like, we go into a big crowd and, like, we're trying to dance or whatever we're trying to do and I'm just getting pushed or, like, out of the way and this and that. It's just too much and, like, I literally, like, if you watch me when I'm at the bar, like, I'll start, like, moving my hands like, have to get out of there and move somewhere else. Right. And it's just, it's not a key part to my...
That's kind of the first... thing I wanted to bring up when it comes to our social lives is that sometimes I feel like you don't want to hang out with me and my friends and come out with us, or you're in Center City working and we're out a block away and you still won't meet me because we're at a place like that.
Well, yeah, it really is. So, but it has nothing to do with like me not liking your friends and not wanting to go out. It's just the certain places, and especially after work when I'm tired, and that makes it even worse to try and go out to those kind of places.
And in those situations, it's difficult because it's so hard for me to sway a large group of people and say, let's go to somewhere a place... else, that is more calm, because everybody wants to go to the dance bar or the bar that's packed and loud, which I really don't understand.
Yeah, no, it's...
Because I'm not the type of person... I can't have
a conversation. Like, even if you wanted to try to have a conversation, you have to be literally, like, I have to grab the person's head and pull them next to my, like, mouth so they can hear me.
And I would say when I go out, I also prefer to go to, like, the sports bar where it's, like, calmer, not like, crazy music.
I mean, it's still pretty crazy, like, to the bars that we go to.
But you can still have conversation.
Exactly.
And I prefer that, too, unless I'm with, like, my girlfriends.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going out with Emily and Katie, my friends from home, and there's a little crew of girls, then we'll go to the dance bar and dance and just get super drunk and have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But when it's couples or just me and you, that is not the first place that I want to go.
Yeah.
So it really depends on who I'm with when I want to...
Well, especially with couples, like, you don't want to go somewhere where it's, like, you almost want to go somewhere where you can talk and...
Yeah.
Like, I feel like those are the kind of times where you want to talk to the couples and get, like, just bullshit with them, so...
And I don't know why... In this day and age, our generation, us as millennials, for lack of a better term, love these crazy dance clubs. Like, why do people like it so much?
Like you had said on the social media aspect, it's a way to show how crazy your life is.
That you're going out. And half the time you go to these places and people are on the dance floor with their phones up, Snapchatting.
Yeah, because they want all their followers and all their friends to be, like, there with them, so they're like,
they're going out.
I was there last night, and there were 600 people there, and we were nuts, and I met this famous person. I really don't care. Like, I'm sorry.
Right.
Like, I might be a minority in this situation and believing that, but, like, I don't give a crap.
Yeah. And it's funny because the place that I mentioned, Concourse Dance Bar, that's the one that really sticks out to me
really
in my head.
It's a really cool place.
But
it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah,
but, like,
same. But everyone goes there to get a picture in the ball pit.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only why go there.
We can't lie. We have done that. So.
Yeah, I never posted one, though. I don't think.
We still have them, though.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe I
Snapchatted you posted one of Blova.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way, like, that's what people go there for.
Oh, 100%.
So it's like, are you going out truly to socialize and have a good time with your friends, or are you going out to show people on social media that 99% of the time probably aren't your real friends?
Yeah.
I follow and have 600 followers on my personal Instagram. I don't know 600 fucking people.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
I'm guilty of it, of posting an Instagram story for 600 people to see that I'm out.
I hate when I go on, like, Snapchat and you click on their story and sometimes people just have, like, one or two stories or whatever like that, But then you see that one person that's out of the club, and they're just storing... Yeah. You're just clicking through, and you're like, right. I gotta get to the next person, gotta get to the next person, and you're just clicking through, and it's 15 Snapchats later, like, and what was this? Why? Did this person even enjoy the night? No, they didn't. They just probably sat there on their phone the whole time.
And you know on Instagram, the story's annoying when the bar at the top becomes little dots.
Oh my god,
like,
yeah.
You can see, one, two, or three, it's but taken, when it's little dots, that's how you know, like, nope, oh, swipe, like, I'm not watching this.
This person is not the one today.
Yeah, so I guess that's how I feel about that.
Yeah.
And I'm very conscious of when I ask you to go out in Center City of where we're going, because I know you don't like those crazy dance bar places.
And don't get me wrong, in certain situations, if you really wanted to go there, I will go there and pretend to have a good time as much as possible.
I think it's more when people come to visit. Like, if our friends are going to make the trip to Philly, or Heidi and Jason are going to make the trip up.
But the thing is that Heidi and Jason, like, we go to those places, but we don't. We always try different places with them, it's not like we're going, like, they're
super fucking easy.
Yeah, they don't really care.
And I'll say that, too. None of our friends are, like, super, like, we need to go here.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, a handful.
I mean, Lovo's sometimes like that.
I didn't want to call anyone out.
He's going to get mad about that, but that's okay. The problem is, he's like you, too, where you just have the mindset of where we're going, so, like, that's where we're going, and can't change his mind. So.
But then again, sometimes I think it's not him. It's people he's with.
Especially, like, some of his friends and stuff like that are like, we gotta go here, and he's like, alright, we'll go there then, so.
Yeah, so, but yeah, that's how I feel about that situation, but I want to talk about when you go out with your friends.
And you're home?
And I'm home.
Okay.
Because either one, I'm not invited, which is fine, because there are times you're not invited.
No.
Or two, I don't want to go because of where you're going or who else is going.
Gotcha.
So.
Do you want me to start? Why don't you tell me how you feel in the situations?
Yeah. So there's been, not a lot. What?
I mean, I thought there's been a decent amount of times where I've gone out.
I feel like not really. Definitely compared less, to what I think happens to other couples.
I think it's a lot less since I've gone to college, too. When I was in college, I was going out at least three or four times a week.
So let me back up. I'm keeping this all to within the past year.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Because college is completely
different. Well, I was just saying that, like, it's definitely a drastic drop.
So I'm going to take 30 seconds. Like, when you were in college, even when you lived in West Milford and I was at Westchester, Thomas was drinking all the time and going out all the time and would never text me, would never let me know what's going on, and like that caused a lot of fights in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But since we've, one, moved closer together to each other, either him, because it got better. When you were living in West Milford, it was really shitty.
Yeah.
When you moved to Rowan, it was kind of shitty.
Yeah, because I was still going to see you and all kinds of stuff. But now that we're living together, now it's a lot easier.
Now it's like, I don't care whenever you go out. But, so, within the past year, when you go out with your friends and you either snap something that bothers me, or you don't answer my text messages, or you end up at a place like the strip club, that does bother me.
That's understandable.
And it's not that I don't trust you, it's just that I'm annoyed that you're doing these things.
No, yeah, I mean,
and I really have no reason to be. It's just me being a girl.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, that's, I mean, that's every girl in the world is going to never going to be happy with their significant other going to the strip club.
Exactly.
And it's not like I go into certain nights like, oh, we're going to the strip club. Like, there has been one or two, but ahead of time I told you, hey, I'm going to the strip club tonight. If you're going to get mad at me, you're going to get mad at me. That's just the situation that we're in.
But my question is, why do you need to go to a strip club if you have a girlfriend?
It's not, I mean, it's more or less like, everybody is like, all right, let's all just go and whatever. I don't know. It's just, it's a weird thing. Like, every guy's not going to explain it. Like, so it's just, that's where we end up. And that's where we want to go.
Is it ever your idea?
I mean, I think maybe once or twice it was my idea. And I more or less just brought it up as like just an option that we can go to. And then everybody jumped on it. But most of the time it's not my general idea.
Do you want to go to the strip club because you want to get lap danced?
I'm going to tell you right now, every guy wants to go to the strip club. So no matter what you ever say, like, I'll tell you straight up that every guy wants to go to the strip club.
But why, if you can come home and hang out with me, slash get sexual acts done by your girlfriend?
I understand that. Okay, but you're going to get probably mad about this whole situation. So this is, you're pretty much putting yourself in this. So,
No, I want to know the answer.
Guys want to go to the strip club. They understand that they have...
I know what you're going to say. To get away.
No. They have something at home, and they know that they can get that. But when you go to the strip club, and all guys, like, guys have feelings, too. So when they go home, sometimes they do... You got, like, girlfriends and stuff don't really pay as much attention, because you're living with each other, so you don't need to be, like, all lovey-dovey all the time and all that. So when you go to the strip club... They come up to you. They want to, like, because they want your money. That's the way, it's business. They're coming up to you. So it's the psychological thing that, like, wow, this girl really wants me. All this stuff, blah blah blah. Like,
okay, so
it's just a feeling that you get when you go there. That, like, wow, this girl's really into me and stuff. She's not into you. She don't give a flying fuck about you. Yeah. She don't care anything about you. She only wants the money that's in your pocket or the money that's on your card that she's gonna get out of you.
Right. So when you go to the strip club, which, let me say, Thomas has gone to the strip club, I think, once in the past 2 years. Right? Twice?
Three times.
Okay.
Three times.
This is not a common occurrence.
No.
Thomas does not go to the strip club every weekend. I don't want to make him out to be a monster here, because he's not.
I'm not a monster.
But when you do go, do you think what you're doing is considered cheating? No. Having girls dance on you?
No, because at the end of the night, I'm still going to go home. And I tell you that all the time. So it's not... The thing is that I go there, and yeah, I may have a girl dance or whatever with me or do whatever I'm doing there. But at the end of the night, I know for a fact that I'm never going to ever do anything more than have a dance with them or whatever. Like, I'm not gonna say, hey, let's go fuck in the back room. Like, no, because I have a girlfriend. I have someone that I want to go home to. I have someone that, like, I give a shit about. Like, no offense to the strippers. I don't give a flying fuck about them.
Obviously.
Like, I'm going to give them their money. They're going to do whatever with that money. And that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, I'm coming home. No matter what, because you're the one that I want to come home to.
Right.
I don't want to go home and see a fucking stripper and then know in the back of my mind she's going out and doing all that kind of stuff the next day. So, like, no guy's ever going to want to be with a stripper.
I just think you need to sit in my shoes right now and just think that you kind of look bad going and getting danced on by a random girl when you have a girlfriend.
For sure.
And I think
it's cheating, though.
I don't think it's cheating either, but I also think I'm sure there's versions of strip clubs for girls to go to with hot guys, but I've never done that ever in my life, and I think you would be really fucking pissed if I went.
I'd probably be really pissed, but at the same time, I put myself in your shoes where you've been in the same situation where I just have to be, okay, then,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you ever go to one of those things, it's a hell of a thrill. I'm just saying.
Okay.
So.
I'm sure it will at some point.
And when you go, you're going to go, wow, this is why he went here.
This is a really hard thing to talk about, and I think a lot of people are going to judge us / you.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I think they're going to judge me thinking it's okay and letting you do it.
I started this podcast with you to tell people how I feel about situations and how we deal with these things. And you may think that I'm a monster because I like going to a strip club three times a year or three times every 2 years.
Yeah.
But you know what? And I told you, that's the way, like, I just... But if any guy out there says that they don't like going to the strip club, they're a fucking liar, because I'll tell you right now, that is total bullshit, unless they're a germaphobe. That's about it.
Yeah, I think a lot of my friends that listen to this are gonna say you're an idiot for letting Thomas do that. This is the thing in our relationship. There is no letting people do anything.
No.
We are both independent people that can make our own decisions.
And the thing is I tell you where I'm going.
Yeah.
I let you know. It's not like I'm, like, lying to you about me going to the strip club. Tell you where, like...
Yeah, I know every single time.
Well, the thing is, in my mind, if I tell you where, if I'm going to the strip club, I feel better about myself that at least I told you that, hey, I'm going here. And it doesn't mean anything to me, but I'm going here.
Right.
And, like, my friends want to go there, so...
And you're... Also, you're never going alone.
Correct? Yeah, no, it's not. No, I've.
Yeah.
First off, if you go to a strip club alone, you are a fucking loser.
Okay, don't say that. I'm sure there are some people that are single that need to go alone.
Bullshit. Bullshit. No, because no single guy will ever want to go there with just one person. You always want to go there with multiple people because gravitate
to it.
I'm just saying that's how it works. Like, you want to go as a big group because more girls will gravitate towards bigger groups because that's more money in their pocket.
Yeah.
You're never going to go, the single person that goes there, the girls are going to stay away from that because they don't want to deal with it.
Okay. So, one, you're never going by yourself.
No. Okay. Never, ever.
Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is we are not the type of couple that need to ask for permission.
Yeah.
I have never once asked Thomas, is it okay if I do this?
Yeah.
I'm not saying names and don't say names. Mm-hmm. I know of people that Thomas doesn't like that I hang out with currently.
Yeah.
I'm still going to hang out with them.
Yeah.
I like them. Fair. They're my friends. They're my friend. They're whatever. I'm still going to go and hang out.
It might, yeah.
Even if it bothers you, I can make my own judgment
and
call.
We've had that situation already, and I just told you that I'd rather not go in that situation.
There are people that I have not liked that Thomas hangs out or has hung out with, but I'm not going to say you're not allowed to go to their house or you have to come with me
like, yeah. or anything like that.
I think couples that set rules for each other, obviously there are limits, like you're not allowed to go buy a prostitute, but that's
too expensive. I wouldn't go.
That's a joke, right?
Yes, like, that was a joke. I'm being serious.
Like, that is self-explanatory, yeah. But there, I don't think we put social rules on each other because that is
ridiculous.
There's no reason.
If
you have trust,
you can't constrict a relationship. Don't get me wrong, you have to hold it tight, but constricting it kills the relationship.
Completely.
So you have to just hold on to it, and everybody has their other way. So if you want to judge us for this, then go ahead and judge us. If your relationship's different, good for you. If it works for you, that's fantastic.
And that's what we're saying too. If it works, that's great. And this is
how it works for us.
I think if I said to Thomas, you're not allowed to do XYZ,
I'd probably still go and do it.
And I would tip 100%.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and
no.
That doesn't work.
Would just cause a fight and all that, and it's not worth it. So
I also think one more thing you should touch on is going to the casino.
Oh, what do you mean? Like, just me going? Oh, well, I guess I really didn't bring that up.
Yeah. Because that's something you do.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I do it, too. I don't go by myself, but I think we're both very, very easily, not manipulated, but very easy to gamble.
Yeah, what's weird is that I don't have an addictive personality with a lot of things.
Oh, I totally do.
But with the gambling, for some reason, I do. Like, I don't know. I guess it's the thing is that when you walk into a casino and everywhere else is dark, but then when you get on the casino floor, everything's bright, there's noises all around that get you going.
Having more money in
your pocket. Exactly. That's in the back of your head. You're like, oh, I can win this and then that. I can buy that later this week or buy this later that week. Or we can put that money into savings or whatever you want to do. It's like, I want that. Like, I need that. Like, it's like the drive to push towards that.
Mm-hmm.
And then me with the sports betting and that aspect of it, I like sports betting. Because if it's not my team on the line and I don't really care as much about it, at least if I have a bet on it, it gives me incentive to give crap about it.
Yeah.
And that is my problem sometimes where I'm like, I bet on Women's World Cup soccer. I don't really give a crap besides the United States about Women's World Cup soccer. But you know what? It was something to watch, so I said, okay, screw it. I'll throw a couple bucks on it. I ended up winning. It was great. But, like,
that's the other thing that a lot of people judge me for is that they say, I can't believe you allow your boyfriend to sports bet. That's such a waste of money. You should nip that in the butt now, because once you're married, you're going to be bankrupt because he's
Everybody has their vices.
This. Yeah. And the thing is, Thomas is not...
I'm not gambling.
He doesn't have a gambling addiction. He's not taking his entire paycheck.
Do I pay our bills?
Yes.
Do I put gas in my car?
Yes.
We do things.
Everybody,
like, I have money. Yeah.
People smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
People do XYZ. One of Thomas's things is he likes to take a few $10, $20 bills and sports bet.
Yeah.
It's, for one, as of right now, it's not my money.
Yeah, no,
so
exactly.
As much as we are very open,
when
that's
we get married in the future, it might be a problem, but Okay. Well, I'm just saying
that's
that.
That's why people are saying maybe I should nip it in the butt.
Well,
now.
I'm just saying that I think you're, when we get married, because right now, like you just said, it's your money and my money.
Yeah.
Whereas when we get married, it's like, our then money. It truly becomes our money. So then I think it's, yeah. It's a different circumstance.
Oh, for
so
sure.
Then, in my mind, I think I will change the way I yeah. do that. And
well,
and,
that's when we get to that step, we have a conversation.
Exactly.
About
so.
And this whole money thing is a really, really good topic that we're going to talk about
in the
soon.
Future, for sure.
I want to yeah. see, I'm holding on to that
yeah, because
topic because I think it's good, and that could go on for an hour,
yeah,
I feel
at
like.
Least, yeah.
But either way, this just goes back to, I'm not making rules for you.
No.
As long as you're paying the bills, yeah. everything we split, as long as you are still have enough money to take me out to dinner once a month,
yeah.
I don't really care.
Exactly.
So.
No, I agree. Yeah. So, I mean, that's just the way we are, so.
Yeah.
Judges if you want.
Yeah, I know. So, with that.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Pretty good podcast here. I only think I said end things and stuff and all that kind of stuff a bunch of times. We'll count how many and we'll put it up on the Instagram.
So, yeah, check the Instagram for
yeah, we'll
the changing of the name stuff.
As
let
of right
us
now,
know.
At Millennial Marriage 1, and then check out me on Instagram, TRW728, and then check Alyssa out at A_Rich8, A_Rich8.
Yep.
So we'll be posting stuff all week. Keep in touch with us. Make sure to keep putting stuff out there in your feelings and how we do and what you think we can change. We love hearing it, and we're
definitely.
Trying. We try to listen to you guys as much as possible because we do like the feedback. So
yeah, for sure. All right.
Catch you guys later.
Bye.
See you next week. Peace.